You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Father, we thank you in advance that you are faithful. You've always been and always will be. When we was doing our thing, you were still faithful. When we were in disobedience, you were still being faithful. And we just want to thank you in advance for everything that you purpose to do. There's nothing holding you back because we have open hearts and our minds are receptive to receive the word that you have for us. And we enter into this place of rest so that we can receive. We just cast down every imagination and reason and any high thing that tries to exalt itself above your word. And we say, you can't have place here. You can't have place in my mind. You can't have place in my heart, because that's only for one person, and that's you. And we just call it manifested right now, that your miraculous would be manifested in such a way that lives will be changed, minds will be renewed, people will be healed. But most of all, they're going to give you the glory. They're going to give you the honor. They're going to give you the praise. They're going to tell other people about what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat, folks. It's growing time. It's growing time. And growing time is a time where we set ourselves, our mindset, and we just forget about everything that's going on. If you're hungry, talk to your belly and say, belly, repeat after me, belly, we're going to eat after service. We're going to focus right here. Right here, right now. Brother smiling at me. It's all right, brother. So I'm ending this series on hope. But I'm excited about it because today is the day where you allow work with God and bring healing to hopelessness. Because the Bible says, the Bible that I have, it says, faith without works is dead, being alone. So in everything that we do, in every faith that we believe, we have a part where we play, something where we do. Now, the works part is under the anointing of God. He's helping us do what he's called us to do. Because he said he'll never leave or forsake us. So that means he's with us all the way, no matter where we're going and what we're doing. So when you're working by faith, you're working, write this down. When you're working by faith, you're working under the anointing. The anointing is God in you, doing only that which God can do. You're working in his rest. When I counsel people, I put my foot up on the desk. That's my way of saying I'm no longer in charge of this session. He is. So I'm resting in what I'm doing. When I prepare a servant, what I'm doing is I'm resting as I prepare because he has the anointing in me doing the work. So you guys got to understand that? You understand what I'm saying? So no matter what you do, there is some works that's attached to it under the anointing. God in our flesh doing only that which God can do. So when we step out of the anointing, we live in our flesh. So that's when it's really work, because we're trying to do something that he didn't call us to do. Or we want the honor or the praise for what we just did. Y'all know that? Y'all know some people like that, right? Yeah, man, you know, if you try to say, man, God really did something through you. No, God didn't do it. I did it. And y'all know people like that. All right, let me keep on going with hope. So hope says in the future it could happen, while faith says it has already happened. No matter what we're believing for, because God said, Jesus said, I'm finished. So if you finish, that means that you finished what you did, what you were called to do. He's finished everything that we could ever encounter. But we have to do our part in what he has already finished. If you're believing for a job, what's the faith part? Apply. But I didn't know I had to apply. I just thought he would tap that lady or that man in hiring department and they would call me. I didn't know I had to do something. Okay, this is a question for you. What has our faith said? What has our hope said that faith can bring to pass? Now, that means the works of this part of our faith is to say something. I believe I'm healed. That's the hope part that's manifesting the faith by saying something. You're giving faith something to work with. But if you keep your mouth shut and all you're talking about is how sick you are, can faith work with that? But all you got to do is say something. So that's a real question. What have you given your hope to work with your faith to bring to pass in your life right now? What are you believing for right now? Say right now.
Right now.
That's a real question. If I say it enough, it's going to manifest. Somebody going to raise their hand. In the comment section, let us know what your faith is going to do to bring to pass. Yes, ma'am.
Increase your finances.
Increase in finances, okay? All right, so what does faith have to do with that? If I'm going to increase my finances, I'm believing to increase my finances, what is my part of the works?
Time.
There it is. She smacked it right. We ain't even got to go no further. But let's go ahead and go further. All right, so I got a tithe. Now, if I'm tithing and God is starting to increase, what am I supposed to do with the money? Be a good steward. Now, what is a good steward?
Somebody who saves their money.
Okay? So I'm putting my money in savings. What about bills being paid on time? Pay bills on time, because if I'm a good steward, I'm not going to wait till it's late, right, Nicole? I'm going to pay it before the late fee comes. Oh, the late fee is only $16. 16 times 12 is? A lot. They say a lot. Miss Lee grinning over there. Miss Lee grinning. All right, so I'm doing the works. So I'm being a good steward. I'm paying my tithes first. I am also making sure that I set aside money in savings. What else am I doing? I'm paying my bills on time. What else? Get a man a mic. What do you mean by someone? Mic coming your way. Now, I'm just talking about works. Okay, y'all understand what I'm saying?
Giving over and above your tithes.
Giving over and above my tithes. But if I do that, Ed, aren't I losing something?
No.
Oh. So write this down. I'm in a write you down mood. Okay. Our mistake, let me say it first. Y'all know that, right? Let me say it first. Okay. When people are afraid of giving, that's because they see giving as loss. My word says giving is gain. Because, see, I can't outgive God. So whenever you see in relationships, if you think you are giving, is lost, you're going to stop giving. But if you see giving is gain, you're going to give more. Because in sowing and reaping, whatsoever a person gives, that will it be given unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It doesn't say whatever person don't give. It says whatever person gives. If you want a healthy relationship, try giving. Uh-oh. All right. Okay. Curly, it's time for me to move on. I can sense it. I can sense it in the air. Sharon, can you sense it? It's time for me to move on. All right. So let's get hope and get healed. That's what I wanted to take place today. Let's get hope and let's get healed. So we're applying hope to where healing is going to manifest. But it's a decision that we have to make. So God's word gives hope. And y'all check this out. This is a new one. I got a new one for you. Hebrews chapter 16, verse 18 through 19. In the Amplified, it says. Now, God is giving a promise and an oath. A promise and an oath. And I want to look at the definition of promise in a second. But he's talking to us about what he has promised that he's going to do. So that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath. You know, like when you go to court, you got to do an oath. You promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. God says, who am I supposed to give an oath to if I'm God? He says, because I can't lie. But I'm willing to do what is necessary in order for you and me to have faith that whatever God says, he's going to bring it to pass. And he goes on to say that in which is it is impossible for God to lie. What has he told us? And who's stopping it from manifesting? Now, if you're dealing with somebody else, if there's two of you guys together and one of them want to go this way and the other one go that way, the Bible says that how can two walk except they agree? So if it's not manifesting, one decided not to go that way and the other one decided to go this way. Y'all ever encountered that in anything? Okay. All right. And it's it's impossible for God to lie. So somebody lying in that relationship, but it ain't God. Whatever you believing for, it ain't God. That's not good English, but y'all can deal with that, okay? We who have fled, so we ran. We didn't walk. We fled to him for refuge. When you're in trouble, where do you need to run? To him. I mean, I'm talking about run to him. But see, this is the catch. If you got a relationship, you ain't got to run. Because you're always in him. You're always with him. You're always talking to him. You know, it's almost funny. Like, God, did you hear what they just said? That'll freak somebody out. All right, check it out. For refuge, would have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us. No matter what's going on, Nicole, we got to be holding on to him. There's two times you hold on to him, in the good times and in the bad. So that's an indication that you never let go. See, you don't have to reach for something you already have. You got to stay holding on to this, guys. Indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope. If you got children, or if you got grandchildren, and you see them walking, you know, they're going across the street, the parents or the grandparents, they're not going to let them just walk. They're going to hold their hand. And you can see when the grandchild think they're old enough, they'll try to shake the parents' hands loose, like, I got this. And then the parents don't pay no attention to it. Y'all ever see them do like that? Y'all see it? How many of y'all seen them do like that? Okay, I just wanted to make sure I'm not the only one. I'd be like, I know what that child just did. They tried to pull away. And the parents did like God wants us to hold on to him. It's a lifestyle. Now, this is what a promise means. A legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect. Uh-oh. You mean we're supposed to be expecting something from God? He's supposed to do something for us? Or to claim the performance of a special act? When we're coming for healing, we're coming with that mindset that God had already healed me. This is what I need to do. This is how it needs to be manifest. So I'm going to claim the performance of a special act. What is it that you need this morning when we're talking about taking you from hopelessness to hope? You have a promise, a declaration that he made this promise to us 2,000 years ago, and he's bringing it to pass. Oh, I like this one too. You know, the dictionary, they get a little funny. So, you know, I look around until I find the one that really going to say something. But y'all read this one out with me. Y'all ready for this? Ground for expectations of success, improvements, or excellence. Did y'all see failure in anywhere in that promise?
No.
Failure is not in his promise. But it's stuff we need to do with it. All right, to be free. Uh-oh. Now I played around with this must word, have to, must. And then I decided it's absolute. I said, I can't water this thing down, you know, because you supposed to water things down so people won't be offended. And they don't think that they need to do anything. That God is doing it all. He already did. To be free, we must, that's absolute, think, talk, and act differently. And let's take a look. Now, if we think different, but we talk and act the same, is there any freedom? Is there any healing in that? Oh, well, what if I think and talk the way I'm supposed to, but I'm acting different? I mean, I'm not acting different. I'm acting the same way. I'm always late, been always late. You always blame it on your parents. Your parents were late. I'm follow them. This is the only time you agree with your parents being messed up is when you want to do what they did. Amen? So we need to think, we need to talk, and we need to act differently in order to get healed or whatever we're dealing with, because it's obvious that whatever we're dealing with, what we're doing is not working. So what they call insanity? Doing the same thing, expecting a different result. But that's a must word. We must do this if we want to be healed of hopelessness. We must think different. We must talk different, and we must act different. Because if we do the same thing we've always done, we're going to get the same thing we always got. A rocket scientist don't have to tell us that. So minding my own business, I came up with these four. Used to be three until I started dealing with hopelessness. When you deal with hopelessness, you go to a different place. So his word needs to be in four places. It needs to be in our heart. That's what we believe. Hold on a second. You guys are doing good. It's not you. I just want to take a look at something. Just need to take a look, take a peek at something. So his word needs to be in our heart, what we believe. The word says, out of the abundance of the head. What? Huh? Doesn't say head? I woke y'all up. Y'all lack finding that thing. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever's in your heart in abundance, that's what you're going to say. If failure is in your heart, what are you going to say? If abundance is in your heart, what are you going to say? Because the word says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I got to have it in my heart, Rosa. I have to have it in my mouth because it's important, because my mouth is what I say. You guys remember the prodigal son. He over there eating with the hogs. He done partied all night, partied a couple weeks. He might have had enough money to party a couple months. But it got to the point where his money ran out. Say, money ran out. So did friends. So my boy all by himself, ain't no place to sleep over. The friends he hung out with, drunk with, party with, sex with, all that stuff is gone. So now my boy got, okay, hey, can I stay over your house? No, man. Can I stay over your house? No. Can I stay over your house? Everybody said no. But the pigs say, we good. Come on over, bro. Because you look like one of us now. Uh-oh. Come on over. Then his prodigal son, he came to his senses. He said something out of his mouth. He said, I tell you what, everybody eating good at my house. I'm going back there. But the scripture said he came to himself. So in order to get healed of hopelessness, we got to come to ourselves. We have to realize that God paid the price for us not to live here. You can dangle with something, but don't get in the mud with it. Because see, when you get in the mud with it, then you bring back the dirt that's in the mud. When you walk in your house, when you dealt with the mud, you got mud in your house now. But get rid of it before it gets on you. Then when it gets on you, it's going to get in you. So he said, I'm going to go home.
I don't care, you know, he made the plan about what he going to say. Have we ever made a plan for what we're going to say when we offended somebody? Y'all raise your hand if you made the plan. All right. Okay, I'm just checking. And he didn't have to say it. His dad didn't say, stop it. Stop it right there, man. Go get the best for him. Then the lady with the issue of blood, I'm just talking about what they said out of their mouth. Self-talk. She said, I tell you what, I heard about Jesus coming down the road. So this is what I'm going to do. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. That presence of her touching was so strong that Jesus stopped what he was doing, turned around, say, who touched me? Everybody else. I mean, you know, Jesus is cool with what he do. Because, you know, he'll try to embarrass you. And sometimes he did, straight up. But he made a point. But see, in order to get healed, we have to say something. We can't say it 12 hours of the day. We got to say what we believe 24 hours a day. You wake up, guess what? You thinking something? You need to say something. Then check this out. Oh, what we think. What does it say about what we think? The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So in order to get to your head, it got to go to your heart first. It's manifesting in our heart, and we are just letting it chew, letting it just keep on chewing on it. It's in the heart, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And the last one, our actions, what we do. Let's see what we do. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So we're getting ready to have faith. Is an act, it's something we do. Whatever you're believing for, there is something to be done. Something that we have to do. That's an action. So these are the four things. You want to write them down, because this is how you get out of hopelessness. And matter of fact, this is how you get out of everything that you're in. Or it's how you get into everything that you're in. You believe for increase, this is what's going to happen. So let's look at a scripture, because I love looking at scriptures. Because, you know, the word cannot return unto God void. It must prosper in the things wherefore we send it. When we use it, when we talk about it, when we live in it, then it has to come to pass in our lives. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, in the New Living, New King James Version, it says, but what does it say? Oh, so we're looking at both our heart in the scripture, and we're looking at our mouth, what we say, our heart, what we believe. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth, and in your heart. Whatever's in your mouth is coming out of your heart. If you're cussing somebody out, guess where it was? That was real quiet. It's like nobody ever cussed anybody out. Okay, so y'all say that real quiet. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Faith calls things to be not as though it already was. What is it you need to call forth, guys? This is a real message. Because you want to step out of hopelessness into hope. What are you thinking? What are you saying? What do you want to see different? In Philippians, our mouth, this is what it says in Philippians 4, 6 through 10. This is a real question. Why people don't like this scripture? Why people don't like Philippians 10 when it's telling you how to think? Y'all talk to me. And when y'all talk to me, you're not saying you think like this. But y'all talk to me. Why people have funny feelings about think on these things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise. Those things that you have both learned and received and seen in me do, and the God of peace will be with you. Tell me, Nicole, why do you think? Because we know you're not talking about yourself.
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
It makes it look so easy.
It makes it look easy. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's why it makes it look easy. It might come in your way.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off that. And also with those things, they're positive, and you have to be accountable that you have to live up to those things.
Okay. You have to be accountable to live up to those things. Okay. So anything that you ever did, was it hard when you started out?
Yeah.
And then it got... So it could be hard when we start out with it. But is it harder to stay depressed, hopeless? I'm just asking. I'm going to go ahead over here, man. Just.
You don't want to think good thoughts.
Ooh,
you
want to
think whatever your thought is to come to your mind, not okay. What God says sometimes.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. You heard what she said.
You just want to think these thoughts. I want to be mad. I want to be upset. I want to be what else? Y'all fill in the blanks. Just holler it out. I'm going to holler back at you. I want to have a pity party.
I want to be right.
I want to be right.
Oh, woe is me.
I want to be mad. Melly, I think you hit on something there, boy. But it says, out of my mouth. Now, how many places the word got to be?
Four.
Four. What are the four? In your heart? In your mouth? In your mind? And in your actions. Well, let's look at what this one's saying about our mouth. Be anxious for nothing. So he's giving us the answer to not being anxious. But in everything, for by prayer and supplication. And how many things? I know I'm kicking against the pricks on this one. Not just be thankful, but I mean, to pray and prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. You mean tell me we don't even want to pray about this thing? I went out, but I don't want to pray. I want to drink. What else we want to do instead of pray? Y'all shout it out. I shout it back out. Smoke.
Make it happen on our own.
Make it happen on our own. What else?
Sleep.
This church, the people are honest. I'm just going to be honest with you. The girl thinking about sleeping already. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Just joking. Just joking. Let your request be made known to God. Now, let me get this right. If we need something, we'll ask a man, but we won't ask God. We need help. Brother, can you help me? Sister, can you help me? But we won't ask God. Now, let's look at it in two places right here. It's in our head, our heart, and our mind. I'm still with that same scripture y'all love. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your heart, what's in it, and your mind, what you're thinking, through Christ Jesus. Now, how is he going to do it? He got to do it through Christ Jesus. Will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So if hopelessness is entering, am I guarding it, guarding against it? Well, he's telling me how to guard against it. And we're still the same scripture. You won't be getting away from that one today. In our minds, this is what he's telling us to think on. If I want to walk away from hopelessness, I have to think on these things. And all I'm saying is we just pick one. We don't have to do all of them. Just pick one. Finally, brethren and sistering, whatever things are true. You got any truth going on in your life? Whatever things are noble, something I want to be around. Whatever things are just. Now, if it's true that you're in debt, then I need to find another one of these scriptures. Y'all follow me? If it's just that the creditors sent you a bill or sent you, what they call them, garnishment? Okay. So it's true that I was in debt. It's just that they did what they needed to do because what we didn't do. We didn't pay. So I can't use that scripture for that one. I can't use those for that one. But whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, the virtue is I'm going to pray to my Father, believe for increase, do what the young lady said. Who was it, Tad Older? It was Ed? Oh, Ed. Who was it? Faith. I'm going to do what it says, and I'm going to enter into a relationship with him in my giving. So I can focus on what's life-giving in this situation. What is life-giving? What does his word say about owing no man nothing but to love him? What is that going to feel like? So I can focus on what's life-giving in this situation. He took me out before. He'll take me out again. But what do I need to do in order to focus on what's life-giving for me? And if there is anything praiseworthy, when you get that extra check, you ought to be shouting and jumping. Instead of how am I going to spend it, what am I going to buy, who am I going to pay? I mean, if you're in debt. Now, if you're not in debt, you're living in abundance, you get the extra check, you make sure you tithe, make sure you give an offering, and then take it from there. What you got? What you want to get? Depending on how much money it was. If there is anything praiseworthy, here's the problem. Meditate on those things. If I'm meditating on hopelessness, what will I get? If I meditate on hope, what will I get? Hope can lead me to faith. Faith can lead me out of what I'm in. But as long as I'm meditating on what's wrong, I will get what's wrong. You understand? Whatever the mind grabs, it thinks it has to grab others like itself. Let me see. How many people got sweaters on? Okay, all right. Just for the sake of time, I want everybody to come this way. They got a sweater on. And that's a thought. Okay? So everybody just come this way. And you just stand right there. Cheryl, you ready for this? I'm going to bring them right to the camera. So I'm bringing them right to the camera. But this is hopelessness coming. So you guys already decide what part of hopelessness you are. Because all I'm doing is I'm meditating on hopelessness. Okay? So you guys got what you are? Okay. Everybody got it? What you are? Y'all understand? They understand? They don't look like they understand. Huh? Do you understand? So if I'm hopelessness, then I have to have a hopeless thought. So one of them, each one of them got to represent hopelessness. So I'm broke, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm shut in, I'm what y'all got it? Y'all got it? So I'm talking to Bonetta. So you know that's a miracle by itself. I'm talking to Bonetta, and I'm telling her about my life. But Bonetta, so y'all just come one at a time and just hang around for a second. And then I need somebody in the audience that got a mic. Y'all going to be the answer to hopelessness. So you're going to shout out what I can use to get rid of whatever that thing is. Y'all got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, if y'all don't talk, then what happens is these guys going to pile up. So I got somebody got a mic that know the word and know how to get out? Because I ain't staying in. All right, Ross, I see you. I see you got a mic. Come on up. So I'm talking to Bonetta. And see, what hopelessness is going to do is it's going to come in front of me. So it's going to block me from being able to talk to her. So why are you coming this way? And Bonetta, so what I got? Come closer to me.
She's cursed.
Okay. So
sickness.
She's blessed. Somebody said she's blessed.
Sickness.
I said, so blessed got to go. I mean, curse got to go. What are you?
He said healed. I said sickness.
Healed. Oh, he said healed? Okay. And so, Bonetta, this is what I've been trying to share with you for a while. What are you?
Broken.
But Bonetta, I'm still trying to talk to you about the stuff that I'm going through.
Repair.
I need you to pray for me. What?
Healed.
Healed? That's what they said? But Bonetta, this is where I'm at. So what's going on is...
She's trapped.
Free.
Free.
Okay, so y'all got rid of trapped? And Bonetta, just stay with me for a second. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on in my head. It just seems like stuff is going on that I just can't get a handle on. You come on through. And who are you?
Nobody likes
No, nobody likes, but Bonetta, I'm telling
she
you.
She is loved.
I'm loved, Bonetta. I'm loved. So I don't have to put up with stuff like that. If God loves me, then I can receive love. You can come on through.
I just want to give up.
But Bonetta, I
can do all things through Christ.
I can do all things through Christ, Bonetta. I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. And so that's what I need you to agree with me on, that I can do all, you can come on through. I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me.
I can't make a decision.
I can't make a decision. I'm just indecisive.
You're wise.
Huh? I'm wise?
There we go.
And God, because God said, let not that man think he should receive anything of the Lord. Because if I'm double-minded in all my ways, let not that man think. So I'm no longer double-minded. Because you know what, Bonetta? I have the mind of Christ. I hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Bonetta. I'm going to walk out of this thing. Don't see how it works? Thank you, guys. Brother came in strong, too. Come on. Y'all come on through. So, see, I found something virtuous. The incident kept coming, but I kept speaking God's word. So when the incident comes, you have to have something to say back to it. Now, his word is different because it's alive, it has a power, it has the anointing, and his word can't fail. What fails is when we back up and stop talking his word. What fails is when we accept the situation as defeat. Guys, you gotta have it in these four areas. I'm gonna tell you a secret. Well, let me keep going. Okay, Philippians. I'm still on Philippians. Okay, now we're talking about action. We talked about our mouth. We talked about our thoughts. We talked about our heart. Now we gotta talk about action. And it says, the things which you have learned, that's what we're studying, and received and heard and saw in me do. Guess what? These do. And what's going to happen? What's the promise? And the God of peace will be with you. I can't have peace unless I do the things he's done. Unless I learn, unless I receive, unless I hear, unless what I saw, and then what I do. When I do, I receive the promise. In order to get out of hopelessness, I have to have the word in those four places. But this is the secret right here. Look for the gap. If it has not manifested, where is the gap? The gap is where I'm missing it in order to get the promise. Y'all understand? All right, so where's the gap? Is the gap in my heart? Is it in my thinking? Is it in my words? Or is it in my actions? Because, see, I can say a whole lot of stuff. See, y'all know people that speak, talk spiritual when they're around you? Raise your hand, y'all know people like that. Okay, this is, okay. And then, and you can hear it in their mouth. You can hear what they're thinking in their mouth because they're going to say something. And when they say it, it don't line up with what they believe for it. That's the gap, the mouth. And if you ask the person, what scripture are you standing on? And they don't have one, which part of that? Where's the gap? The heart, the thoughts. If we are not sure, okay, this is a secret. Y'all ready for the secret? If we are not sure which one is the gap, just ask the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit takes the things of God and show it to us. Nothing happens without the three of them together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But you just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. Holy Spirit, I'm concerned about this thing appears not to be manifesting. Show me where is the gap. Is it in my heart? Is it in my mind? Is it in my words? Or what's left? Or is it in my actions? What do you think most of the time the challenge is? Where do you think most of it is? The heart? The mind? Oh, okay. The mind, you say the heart? What do you say, Nicole? I heard you say the heart, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
For me, the mind.
Okay, for you, the mind. So, ooh, that's good. So you know where the stuff is. Do y'all know where the stuff is?
Yeah.
Where's the gap? Y'all shout it out at me. Where's the gap?
Mind.
In your mind? Mind?
Heart?
Action. Chest? What do you say?
Action.
I thought you said chest. Okay, give me a say. Okay, pump it, brother, pump it. All
right.
There. It's there, guys. That's the four. If there is a gap, if it's not manifesting, where is the gap? And he's not even leaving us out there. He said, you can ask him. Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. Show me what I need to know. Any questions about that? Life with Christ is an endless hope, meaning that hope is always alive as long as we are in Christ. The situation can look bleak. There's no coming back, but there's always hope in him. But life without Christ is a hopeless end. It was some movie, I never watched it, but I just thought it was strange, where the guy kept reliving the same thing. It was about a groundhog or something. Okay, see, some of y'all saw it. Go ahead. What was the thought about the Groundhog Day? What was up? He would always repeat the same thing, the groundhog being the same place. I saw the commercial. Will, no, go ahead, Will. Hold on, Mike, coming your way. What was up with this thing?
So his heart basically was, he was not a very nice guy. He was a weatherman.
Okay.
He was not a very nice guy, and he needed to learn how to love and be goodness. And so what happened was, because he wasn't like this, the premise of the movie is he kept living the same day over and over again. And until he was able to find the love in his heart,
uh-oh,
that's what changed the day, and that's what changed kind of who he was.
So. Okay, thank you, sir.
It's Bill Murray, if you guys like
him. Yeah, Bill Murray. Okay. So that's what it's like living without Christ. Every day is the same. There's no victory in it. You just wake up and hoping that something is different. But have we done anything different? Have we thought anything different? Have we said anything different? Have we done anything different? Have our heart did anything different? If you know you need to forgive somebody, forgive them, guys. This thing is real. Sometimes the gap is walking in unforgiveness. Because the word says that if our hearts forgive us, God is greater than our heart. He walks in a level of peace towards us because that's all he knows. So I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity. That when your word comes in, our heart is activated, our thoughts are activated, and what we need to do is activate our mouth by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and taking the action that is necessary. That one act will allow him to come into our hearts, come into our heads, come into our thoughts and our actions. So the congregation, please repeat with me in agreement with what's about to take place. Because there are people that's watching right now that's just by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're stepping out of darkness, which is hopelessness, into his marvelous light. So Father, your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. So Holy Spirit, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So I'm saved because I believe that he was born again when he came back from the grave and he stood fast and he gave me his glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.